I am so fucking annoyed with you because I am insanely horny and I really, 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 really want to fuck you. But you decided to go be a dumbass and get a girlfriend. And I have absolutely no interest in being the other woman. I don't share well. So, I can't fuck you. Which is just infuriating. Because I want to own you and have you all to myself. I want you to be my free use toy. I want to make you fucking fall in love with me for my amusement. And I know that sounds incredibly manipulative, but here's the thing is that I'm telling you upfront and honestly, I think it's a fun challenge to see how long it'll take for you to fall in love with me. I'm gonna guess it's... Well, I don't think that I'll have to turn the pages on my calendar before you get to that point. What can I say? I'm pretty fucking perfect. And I'm not going to shit on her. Women should build one another up, not tear each other down. So please know that anything I say about her is not out of malice. When I say I'm better than she is, it's not a judgment thing. I mean it in the same way that you would say a gold medalist is a better athlete than a silver medalist. It just is. You know, like, she's got so many lovely qualities. Of course you would want to date her. You know, she's a great girl. I'm not mad at you for dating her. I'm mad at you just for dating. If you gotta date someone, she's a good one to date. But she's just not capable of being as good as I am. It's not her fault. I basically fell into a pool of radioactive awesomeness and sex appeal and emerged a mutant. It's really quite a compelling tale. I think Marvel's gonna buy the screenplay rights any day now. I bet I get my own action figures. So, you know, I feel sad for you. And I feel sad for her. Like, she likes you so much. And you like me more. And, like, that sucks. That's so sad. You know, like, I'm not trying right now. I'm not trying to see how fast I can seduce you. This is just collateral damage of my natural personality. You know, I'm sorry. Like, I'm honestly, if you're smart, you'll block my number. Don't worry, I'm not like some creep who's going to try and find you through creating alternate accounts and like hunting you down on other platforms. Like, I'm not saying block me because I'm a threat to you. I'm saying block me because you're a threat to yourself. Because you know that you really, 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 really want me. And you're trying to do the mental gymnastics so that you would be able to fuck me without being the bad guy. And you just can't come up with anything, can you? Or worse yet, you can. You are finding ways to justify cheating on your girlfriend. Shame on you, you little asshole. Be well behaved. Don't be over here flirting with me. Are you out of your fucking mind? What do you think is going to happen? Best case scenario. The best case scenario would actually be that I was completely unsexy and a shitty person and, I don't know, maybe had, like, troubling political beliefs. And then, like, you left. You went back home to your girlfriend and you appreciated her more than ever because you just dealt with this absolute monster. That's the best you can hope for out of this scenario. Realistically, every other outcome is going to be bad for you. It's just varying levels of bad. Like, you're probably thinking of it in a binary sense of, I get to keep my girlfriend or not. You're thinking of this in terms of best case scenario, you get me and girlfriend never finds out. Worst case scenario, you end up fucking your life up. But it's not just, oh no, what if you get caught? What if you get caught, get your ass dumped, and you lose me? Because I may be an absolute succubus. But I still have my morals. I don't steal from others. It would be an insult to them and an insult to me. Like, you should not be choosing someone else over me. I'm not going to accept scraps. I want a whole fucking meal all to myself. I don't just want my meal all to myself. I want the whole restaurant shut down just for me. Like, I'm not going to accept anything less than your everything. And right now you can't give that to me. So, unfortunately, I don't want to say, you know, you lose in this scenario because, like, you still get your girlfriend. And she's so lovely and so sweet. You know, like, that shouldn't feel like a consolation prize. That shouldn't feel like you lost. Look at it this way. Either way, you win. Like, either you walk away from me, which, again, I highly advise. This is such a bad choice. You are just making one bad decision after another with every word that comes out of your mouth or mine. Every second you stay here with me is one step closer to destroying your world. But you walk away from me and you get your awesome girlfriend. Or you walk away from her and you get something even better. Like, there are really no downsides to this scenario of anything. This is a great thing for you. For me, pretty terrible. You know, like, I don't know, man. Like, I don't know if I would feel good about, like, if you broke up with her in some really awful way, or if it felt like, you know, you were just kind of in a horny frenzy, and once you fuck me, then you'll come to your good senses and go back to her. Like, you're gonna have to take some time to heal your wounds and clean up your messes. and then I'll consider taking you on. But like that takes time too. Like even if you broke up with her today or she dumped you, which honestly she probably should, you're still here with me. I have been warning you to stop talking to me, to head for the hills for 10 minutes now. 10 straight minutes of me just telling you why you are so fucking stupid for playing with fire. Like, my dude, you're gonna get burned. You know, like, I don't know what to tell you. You can only get away with this for so long. God, I don't even remember what I was talking about. I'm just so annoyed right now because I'm so fucking horny. I'm so horny that it makes me feel like it makes me into a worse person when I'm horny. Like, I have less patience. And, I'm able to bend some aspects of my moral code a bit. Oddly enough, not this situation where I'm right now. But what I mean is, like, usually I'm so polite. And right now, I just want to be a bitch to you. Just out of vindictiveness. Like, you made me mad because I can't fuck you because you've got a girlfriend. Oh, you two in love. You're so cute. So, I just kind of want to make you miserable. Like, I just want to taunt you with how hot I am and tell you about how you can't have me, but go into great detail about what you would be having, what you're missing out on. But I'm sure she's totally worth it. Lovely girl again. Just, I have nothing but good things to say about her. But still, it's not her fault. Like, honestly, like, this isn't a competition between me and her. Like, I'm not trying to show her up or put her down or steal her man. I'm not going to put in that level of effort. Like, honey bun, I like you a lot, but you're a guy. You're fucking replaceable. You are very easily replaceable. Like, give me 15 minutes and I could have another guy over here. Equally or, like, as hot as you or hotter. As into eating pussy and ass as you or more so. 15 minutes. And like 10 minutes of that would be like showering and makeup. The remaining 5 is just, I got this new nail polish top coat that helps the polish dry faster. So 10 minutes for shower and makeup. And then the remaining 5 minutes just painting my toenails. But I say that just to let you know that, like, since you can't take care of this issue, I will just find someone else who can. Like, don't stress about it. I know I'm being mean to you, but I really shouldn't. Because, like, it's not like you're the only person who could fuck me. You know, like, you are not the only person who wants to make me come. And out of all the people who want to make me come, there are a lot of them who are single. Who, you know, like, I don't have any moral qualms about riding their dicks so hard that their pelvis shatters beneath me. There are guys who would be a lot more convenient than you. So this isn't me trying to win you over from her or trying to tell you that you need to break up with her. This is me just taunting you. Because someone else is going to get to fuck me. Your decisions are a gift to some stranger that he gets to fuck me because you decided that you wanted to fuck someone else more. Or really, you just promised that you wouldn't fuck someone else, no matter how much you wanted to. So, I want to also, you know, like, I'm sure you probably feel a little bit guilty about, like, getting me really horny and then not being able to get me off. You're probably thinking about, like, all of the things I would be having you do that because you can't do them, they're not getting done right now. But I want to just ease your mind by letting you know that someone else is going to take care of this. Maybe a lot of other people. I don't know. I am really fucking insanely horny. And I feel like I might need a harem of men. Either a harem or like, I don't, not like a live-in sub, but someone whose existence is being a submissive. Like, I want them to like have a real life, but like their core identity is submissive. Like, they are always ready to serve me at a moment's notice. I mean, I guess living with that person would make it easier, but like, I like to sleep alone. I don't want to have to share covers or deal with you like snoring or moving around a lot. So, I mean, really, it would be like, you do your duties. We snuggle, because I'm a cuddly girl. And then you, like, give me a massage until I fall asleep, and then you go somewhere else. But at the very least, what I need is either a harem or a guy who is just crazy devoted to me, just worships the ground I walk on, lives to serve me. Which, there are a lot of those guys too. Like, it would be probably easier just to put together like a little grab bag of subs. Or I could just train one to be the perfect boy. I'll keep you updated on it, because I'm sure you're going to be curious, you know, whether, like, you would have been able to do their job. Like, I don't want you stressing out about that and, you know, like, staying up late at night just being like, oh, what if nobody's taking care of her pussy the way I would? Like, I want you to know that someone else is definitely going to be taking care of my pussy. Like, you just focus yourself on, like, building your relationship and, you know, like, forging bonds, because this is a choice you have made. This is a choice you are actively making. Every second of every day you're with her, you're making the choice to not be allowed to fuck me. But again, I'm certain she's worth it. That's awesome. Yay, love. I mean, I don't know how you would describe your feelings towards her. I really don't want to know. Like, I'm very supportive, real happy for you. But I don't want to hear you wax poetic about the thing that stands in the way of me getting what I want. It's like if someone stole food from you and then just described how good it was. Like, oh man, you should totally try this. Like, I would love to, but you took it from me. Like, no. You go be happy elsewhere. I'm going to find a guy who is going to eat my pussy far beyond what would cause you to develop TMJ. Like, I want a guy who has, like, some weird genetic mutation where his jaw just doesn't experience pain. You know? Like, I want someone who has, like, a... It's like how when they transport, like, dolphins and whales, they have to keep pouring water on them or else, you know, they'll dry out. Like, I want a guy whose tongue is like that, where it always has to be in a pussy or an asshole, or else, like, he starts to wither and die. I mean, it's really a very tragic thing when you think about it. So until there's a cure for this disorder that I'm sure many men suffer from, I am willing to do my part by sitting on their face or wrapping my legs around their skull every chance I can get. Like, I know there's a lot of droughts throughout the world, and I am going to do my part by squirting in his mouth. Gotta make sure that you stay hydrated. Gotta keep those electrolytes in balance. I'm like, pussy juice is pretty much Gatorade. So I'm gonna make sure that whatever guy/guys, maybe girls I fuck, they are going to be well hydrated. So even though I'm going to work them to the bone, you know, I'm still going to make sure that they get to eat something. My pussy, my ass. And that they have enough to drink. My pussy juice. So, you know, don't worry. I'm taking very, very good care of them. And, you know, like, sometimes they're going to have to do other things. You know, you got to brush your teeth twice a day. You got to floss. So, like, during that time, I can just ride their dick. You know, like, they may have stuff to do, like emails to answer, an audiobook they're listening to, crossword puzzle. So, I can also take care of myself. Like, honestly, if they need to go to bed, like, as long as they've got a hard dick, I'll be fine. I will take care of myself, you know? Like, you are a toy to me. You're like a piece of furniture. You know, you're useful. I appreciate you. But I'm not concerned about what the chair wants. I'm concerned about what I want. And I'm going to make sure that I get what I want. So, like, I just want your dick. Like, I want you, well, sorry, not you as in you, because, you know, girlfriend. But, like, I want a piece of whoever I am fucking inside of me at all times. Well, not all times, because, like, there's other tasks they're gonna have to do for me. Like, I really like you know, my favorite part of getting my hair cut is getting my hair washed and getting my scalp massaged. Like, if I could do that every day, I would. And good thing I've got guys like you who are willing to, who are dying to. I mean, guys like you, not you, because again, girlfriend. But like, there's washing my hair and giving me scalp massages, exfoliating. I can shave on my own, don't worry. But like, making sure that I have a warm towel fresh from the dryer to dry off, lotioning me, cooking for me, praising me. Like, there's all sorts of other stuff. Like, honestly, I'm sure you're listening to this and just like, whew, dodged a fucking bullet there. Like, who wants to, after you have been cooking and cleaning and doing laundry all day and giving me like foot rubs, who wants to then be told, okay, now you need to go down on me? Like, give the poor guy a break. He's been working hard all day and now you're going to say, make me come? And not just once, but over and over again. Like, you've spent all of your time doing stuff for me, and then I expect you to spend the rest of your day doing stuff for me? Like, I'm really a huge asshole when you think about it. So, like, you made the right choice. Like, you are making the right choice sticking with her, because I'm sure she would never tie you to the bed and put her hand over your mouth so that she could just ignore you while she fucks you. Like, she's probably so considerate. Like, she'd never treat you like you were just a sex toy. She's such a sweetheart. Like, go her. Stay with her. Again, what are you doing, you idiot? Jesus Christ. You are so fucking dumb talking to me. Honestly, the reason I'm talking to you is because it helps me plan to think out loud. And I need to think of like all the things I want my subs to do. So, like, this is not really so much me talking to you as it is me talking to me and then just occasionally calling you stupid. But, like, I want to own someone. And you're already owned. So, like, can't steal someone else's property. That's just wrong. But, like, I want to own someone in, like, almost... like, in a way that would get me accused of witchcraft if I were living in Salem in the 1600s. Actually, I don't fucking remember when the Salem witch trials were. Like, this is the kind of thing that I could just tell a sub, look up when were the Salem witch trials. But anyway, like, I want to hypnotize a man in a way that I get accused of being a demon. Because, like, there's no way any woman could drive a mere mortal this insane. And, like, it doesn't take much. Well, it doesn't take much for me. Like, that's one of the things someone at my job once pointed out when I was, like, they were giving me some praise. And I was like, well, I mean, like, it's not that big of a deal. Like, it's actually, like, pretty easy. And she was like, no, it's easy for you. For other people, it's very difficult. But you're
amazing at this. So for you, this doesn't feel like a big deal. And like, that's kind of how I feel about like flirting with men. Like, it's not that hard. It's actually at times like insultingly easy. Like, give me a fucking challenge. But it's fun. Like, I love getting in someone's head and figuring out everything about them. Like, everything that would drive them absolutely wild. Like, I've figured it out for you. Like, just the way you act. Like, everything you do, I factor it in. Like, I just, it's those calculations you do in your head automatically. Like, when someone lives in a different time zone and you instinctively are like, oh, because it's 3 p.m. for me, it's 9 p.m. for them. So like, don't let it go to your head, but like, I've figured out exactly what you fantasize about. I've figured out stuff about you that you don't fucking know. I'm not gonna spoil it for you, but like, you fucking perv. You kinky little slut. You'll figure it out someday. Maybe. I don't know. You know, it depends on where your journey takes you. But I promise you, like, once you get to do it, it really is as fun as you imagine it is. So, like, I hope you have that. I hope she does those things for you. Like, I would. I absolutely would. But, like, she might too. You know, I don't have a patent on it. But, like, I love figuring out, like, what would make you melt? What would make you lose your fucking mind? Lose all sense of reason? I want to turn you on so much that your IQ drops by 20. I want you fucking stupid and stuttering with how much you want me. And it really, like, you're not a tough nut to crack. Like, be honest, right now, like, you are losing your resolve very, very quickly. And, sweet pea, let's be honest, you didn't come into this with much resolve to begin with. You know why you're here. You didn't just get lost on the way to church and end up talking to me. You want this. And you're trying to tell yourself you don't want it. But you really, 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 really want this. And you want it badly enough that even though I've now spent 33 minutes telling you that you can't have this, you're still grateful just to be in my orbit. I don't know, whatever makes you happy, kid. This is your mistake that you're making. I'm just here doing my own thing. You are free to leave at any point. And if I've said it once, I've said it a million times. You should go. Run. Strap your shoelaces tight. And run. Because once I have you in my clutches, you will never leave. And the door will be unlocked and wide open for you. I'll pack you snacks for your journey back home, but you won't want to leave. You will do whatever you have to do to stay. You'll do more than that. You will do everything in your power to be the best boy on earth, because that's what I deserve. So, like, if you are having the fantasy that, like, you can just have a little taste and that'll get the cravings taken care of, you are sorely mistaken. I know you're thirsty, but just consider me salt water. No matter how much you drink, it's never going to quench the thirst, and it's going to make it so much worse. Don't even get started. Walk away while you still can. God, I'm so fucking horny. And I could masturbate, like, I shouldn't have to. There should be someone here right now going down on me. I know that you talk about loving pussy, but, like, every guy talks a big game about, like, oh, I'd eat you out for hours. And, like, the way I fuck men's faces, the thing is, I can't even say, like, they're lying, they're exaggerating. Like, I'm sure some of these guys really could go down on a woman for hours, but I'm just like, I stress test my men. Like, it's like, you have to convert for additional factors. Like, you may be able to go down on her for hours, but for me, you're gonna tap out at a certain point. And, like, I'll let you. But if anything, you know, like, we'll work out a system. When you need to come up for air, you tap me on the thigh. I'll let you up for air. You know, I mean, I can't get you a snorkel, but I'll do as best I can to keep you alive. Like, if your tongue hurts and you need to pause, I'm considerate. Like, I know I talk a big game about, like, how mean and demanding I am, but, like, I'm really fucking nice to my boys. Like, there's a reason why I say you would fall in love with me. It's because I'm fucking incredible. Like, I'm so lovely and thoughtful and considerate. Even though I'm really demanding, I want you to have a good time, too. You know, like, I'll ask you what positions you like. I may not fuck you in those positions. But if you're a very good boy, or if I feel like it, I'll let you fuck me in that position. I don't do rewards. Like, it's just, you should be doing things because you should be doing things. Not because you're expecting a reward. Like, I'm not training a puppy here. You're a big boy. The reward is making me happy. But, like, still, you know, I want you to have a good time. So if your tongue, again, not you, but, like, just speaking in general. But, like, if your tongue got tired and you need to take a break, you can massage me. You can fuck me. You can finger me. You can, like, go get me a snack. Go get me, like, there is never a bad time to bring me chocolate. Praise me. You know, like, there's stuff you can do. Again, not you. But, like, the general you. Oh, God. Thinking about all the things I'm gonna have guys do for me. Like, the fact that you're not here taking care of me. Like, now I'm really fucking horny. And I need to focus on that. If you're not gonna take care of me, someone has to. And it looks like I'm that someone. Oh, God. It's such a shame because you're so cute and I bet you would look so good in between my thighs. Just peeking out over, you know, like my pubic mound as you are tongue deep in me, like, just tongue fucking me, like, wearing me like a mask, wearing me like how people should wear masks. Like, not under the chin. Not with your nose hanging out, but like full face. Like, my pussy is your K95 mask. You would look so cute in between my thighs. And I bet you would do such a good job licking up every drop of pussy juice. I hate when I'm lying on my back and I get pussy juice in my ass crack. It's so annoying. Or the worst is when I'm squirting and, like, you know, I'm humping, and when my hips will go in the air, sometimes pussy juice will roll down my back, and it's so fucking upsetting to be like, I squirted and it ended up on my back. It's just like, it's fucking everywhere. I've done like CSI level splatter examinations where I truly have no idea how that got from my pussy to my shoulder. I don't know how it got both on my feet and on my face. I gotta stop masturbating with a fan. I sometimes think about getting a black light just to see where all the fluids have ended up, but I don't think I'd be able to sleep ever again, knowing how much of my room it could be used to collect DNA samples from me. This is why I need someone eating me out. And I know you have a good work ethic. Like, I know you do a great job at making me come. Like, believe me, if I could fuck you, I would. I would never stop fucking you. You are so lucky that you're not fucking me. It's really an exhausting experience. Like, it is. God bless all the saints I have fucked. Who have had to put up with me just being like, I want to come again. Come on. No, it doesn't matter that I just came. Like, there's another bullet in the chamber. Like, you probably have hobbies that you can do. Friends you get to hang out with, shows and movies you get to watch, that if you were fucking me, like, you would never have time for that anymore. Like, my pussy would become your life, you know? And, like, that would be hard, you know? Like, you'd never see sunlight because I'd always be sitting on your face. Like, that's psychologically damaging to a man. Like, you'd end up with a vitamin D deficiency. Like, this is a good thing. Like, even I can't keep up with how horny I am. I have carpal tunnel in both my hands. Like, it is dangerous for me to masturbate as much as I want to masturbate. Like, I have fucked myself so hard with dildos that later on when I went to the bathroom, I was like, oh, there's blood. I fucked myself until I bled. Okay, All right. So, like, I mean, like, I found a bruise on my thigh, the size and shape of my thumb, because when I came, I grabbed one of my thighs and ended up digging my nails in so much that I left a bruise. And I can feel what I'm doing to me. Like, the horniness definitely inhibits my ability to feel pain to a certain level. But, like, I can still feel it. Pardon me. But, like, when I'm scratching myself or, like, fucking myself so hard that it's like, oh, I am definitely going to bruise my cervix, I have a connection to that pain where I can be like, oh, that's too hard, that hurts. If I'm fucking you, like, honestly, like, it's not out of the realm of possibility that I could actually injure you. Like, you know, there's someone digging their nails into your back, and then there's someone like fucking digging their nails into your back. And when I'm really horny, like, I'm not fully cognizant, you know, it's, I consider it like a form of impairment, just like drugs or alcohol. Like, oh, I'm too horny to drive. So, you being in a relationship, it's a good way to keep yourself safe from me. Like, I'm a public nuisance, a threat to society, and I'm on the loose. Like, this is why I need, like, a full-blown submissive. I don't need just someone to fuck me. Like, that is not hard to find. And I'm pretty good at doing it myself. So, like, I don't really need someone just to fuck me. I need someone else to like, go grocery shopping for me. You know, run errands. Like, I don't want to take my car in to get the oil changed, but, like, you gotta get your oil changed, and you can do that for me. Not again. I gotta stop saying you. Because, again, it can't be you. You're you to someone else. Like, you're someone else's good boy. You know? Like, I knew you'd be a good boy for me, but you're a good boy for someone else, right? You'd better be a good boy for her. She's very nice. If you're being an asshole to her, I'm gonna be real fucking pissed off at you. Like, far more pissed off at you for being an asshole to her than I am pissed off at you for dating and taking yourself off the market for me. Be well behaved, no matter who you're with. Like, I get to behave badly. But it's not really behaving badly, because I know you love it. That's why you're probably so tense right now. You're really trying to convince yourself of what a bad idea this is. Here, I'll leave you alone for a little bit so you can focus on that pros and cons list you have going in your head. Of whether you should
make good choices and leave and cut off all contact with me, or if you should continue to gamble to just be a fucking moron and stay. Okay, let me give you your space.
You need spit sometimes. Like, when no one's going down on you, you gotta get spit from somewhere else, so. Please forgive me being rude. Alright, back to you thinking through a decision that has the potential to alter your life and that of someone else. And I'll just keep masturbating. There we go. Oh, yeah. Did you figure it out yet? You look a little dazed. Are you okay? Is your blood sugar low? Like, do you want to eat something? Do you need something to drink? You look pretty thirsty. Even though it also looks like your mouth is watering. Well, if you're hungry or you're thirsty, feel free to go get a snack. I'll stay here and take care of myself. Oh my gosh, I'm so sorry. I'm so rude. Like, I have stolen you away from your lady for 53 minutes at this point. Like, I'm so sorry. Like, the time has just slipped away. I hope you guys didn't, like, have plans that you're missing out on. Like, if so, like, hurry on home. And my deepest apologies. Like, go do laundry. Go cook her dinner. I can take care of fingering myself. Oh, fuck. God, I needed that. Okay. Oof. honestly, like, I wasn't keeping track of time to be honest, like, I was expecting you, like, I was like, this guy's fairly smart. He'll go. Like, he's not gonna stay. Why would he stay? Like, he can't do anything in this situation. You know, like, it would just be tormenting himself to stay. So I figured, like, we would not still be at this point. 55 minutes in. Well, I definitely am gonna have to come again, and you should run on home. I hope you and your girlfriend have a great day. I know I will. Bye.